And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here as usual. Hi, Lee.
Hey, Michelle. Well, before we get to our listener comments, we've got an update on a story we did back in October. This was the discussion about whether the missing persons cases of African Americans, who are actually more likely to be reported missing than members of other groups, receive the same level of attention and support from law enforcement and the media. We talked with Darnell Fernandez. He's the brother of a young South Carolina woman who was missing, about the toll disappearance takes on loved ones.
Every corner you turn, you're looking, thinking, wondering, not knowing, just it's hard to cope with. It would be a whole lot better for us if we just knew. No matter what the situation is, we'll be better off knowing instead of not knowing.
Well, Lee, we have some sad news to report. Authorities told the family of Aretha Marie Fernandez that there is 99.9% certainty that remains found in the woods this week are hers. She leaves behind a 5-year-old son. Authorities have interviewed a person of interest, but there has been no arrest. Our condolences to the family. Lee?
And Michelle, a conversation we had this week about the rising number of murders of young black men in the U.S. got strong attention on our blog. We spoke with two mothers, Sylvia Banks and Karen Graham. Both of them lost teenage sons to gun violence. And we also spoke with community activist Ron Moten. But then we heard from Hamad, who disagrees with all the focus on race.
I do not want to discount the fact that racism is still a reality in a structural sense and prejudice a reality on an individual level. But when it comes to crime and violence, it is best to dissect the issue along class lines rather than race. If we keep talking about black teens getting into trouble instead of poor teens getting into trouble, we will not reach any viable solutions. Let's please stop pretending that we live in a classless society or that black people are somehow a class on their own.
Thanks, Hamad. And again, our coverage on this will continue, and we're interested in your thoughts and perspectives. Moving on, Lee, gay marriage, is it the right fight for right now? We had a conversation about this interesting debate that's been brewing online and in the gay community about whether other issues deserve as much or more attention as gay marriage.
Well, Michelle, here's our listener Don's perspective on gay marriage. I'll read his note. All I know is, after 13 years of being with my partner, this matters most to me. Honestly, I don't care for hate crimes legislation. I'm about equal rights, not special protections. But the way I figure it, marriage is the holy grail. When we are afforded the same legal protections as other committed couples, everything else will fall in place in short order. Thanks, Don.
And Lee, we also heard from Krista, who has a different perspective.
The whole idea of the marriage ceremony does reek of upper middle class whiteness, and the whole notion is very far removed from where I came of age, in San Francisco's glorious gay ghetto of the 80s. Our community is and has always been divided by gender, class, and race in some capacity. We're not one-dimensional, and that's a good thing.
Thanks, Krista. Well, Michelle, finally, we've been celebrating the winter season a bit differently around here, exploring the fun beverages with our winter sipping series. Now, yesterday, for those who might not know, you left me here and ran out to indulge in some chocolate drinks to warm your own palate. That's okay, I forgive you. At Coco Sala, a local chocolate bar here in D.C., well, listener Melanie called to share with us her own winter sipping favorite.
Our family's favorite wintertime drink is something we call Christmas tea, and you mix a whole canister of Tang breakfast drink with about half a jar of instant iced tea, clove, cinnamon, a touch of nutmeg, and I hope you'll enjoy it sometime.
Well, thank you, Melanie. Yum. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle. And listeners can find our sipping favorites, all of them, on our website.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more about what you think, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again is 202-842-3522. Remember to leave your name. And of course, you can also go to the Tell Me More page at npr.org and blog it out.